Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Well, we're coming toward the end of the church year, and one of the things the church does is lead us to the celebration next week before we start Advent, the Feast of Christ the King, the culmination of our journey throughout the year following the Paschal mystery of Jesus, his birth, life, passion, death, resurrection, his ascension into glory. And this is a rich time of year. The passages that we get a Mass each day in the church is leading us to reflect on, to step into, you know, talk about the lordship of Jesus, his judgments, his power, his glory, his kingship, and who he is. It's a rich, rich time of year to come into a deeper understanding ourselves of who the Lord is. And it's something that, if you've been listening to the program over the last number of years, I periodically do to take a look at the apostolic prayers that St. Paul and St. Peter and St. John pray and lead us in to help grasp the glory and majesty of Jesus and who he is. And the readings that we're beginning to look at this week are from the first chapters of the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation, the apocalypse, means the unveiling. And it's fundamentally, above all other things, it's the unveiling of the person of Jesus. It has certainly God's end time plan or a prophetic look and an understanding of the battle throughout history between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness and the culmination and where human history is going. That's all a part of it as well. But the central thing that's being revealed is not just the plan, but the man behind the plan, we said at a different point. It's the Lord. The Father's plan is his Son. Christianity is about Christ. It's about Christ's victory, Christ's kingship being revealed, what happens in Jesus, and as a result of what happens in and through Jesus, human history is directed now to the Father's plan, to its ultimate end and course, and the church's role in that is revealed in relationship to the person of Jesus as she's conformed daily, both as a body, but also to each one of us individually. We're conformed to the life and the person of Christ. So what I want to do is look at five titles, you might say, or five characteristics of Jesus that the book of Revelation reveals. There's more than that there. I want to talk today about faithful witness. Tomorrow, I want to talk about firstborn from the dead. And then on Wednesday, if we get there, the ruler of the kings of the earth, what it means that he's king. And then bridegroom. This is one that we don't talk about very much, of Jesus, the bridegroom, and he's preparing a bride. You know, human history began with the coming together of Adam and Eve, with the marriage, and it's going to end in the culmination of the church, which is the bride of Christ being united to the person of Jesus, and Jesus himself is going to purify the bride. And this is not just a kind of fanciful or just metaphoric language. Human history is literally moving toward this communion, this union between God and the church. And it's going to be a union that will be absolutely, you know, celebrated in the heavens and lived for all eternity. And it's a glorious vision. And then lastly, I want to look at on Friday, the Lord as judge. So faithful witness, firstborn from the dead, the kingship of Jesus, the bridegroom, and Jesus the judge. So to step into it today, I want to begin with St. Paul's apostolic prayer, which we touched on just a few weeks ago. Do you see the earnestness with which the apostle prays that each one of us can come into the grace of revelation that the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God, the love of God that's been poured into our hearts, who reveals to us the plans of God and the secrets of God through the Word of God and the teaching of the church, but also brings faith conviction to us. The person of the Holy Spirit is a person, and the Holy Spirit is the power of the Father and the Son, the love of the Father and the Son, and he's been sent on mission by the Father and the Son to reveal to every human heart the glory and the majesty of Jesus into within each of our hearts to have the unveiling take place. And the secret, if you want to call it this, the secret to a deep, profound, strong, courageous, anchored life in the church and as a disciple is to be united to Christ and know who he is and whom it is we're following. And when we see Jesus, we see the Father's plan. When we see Jesus, we see the love of God at the core of it all, and we see in Jesus what God's ultimate purpose is for us. We can't really lay hold of our identity and our destiny the plan of God and the ways in which God wants to work out the victory of Jesus in our lives in this world, unless we see the Lord. Unless by the grace of God, we're on that journey to an ever deeper revelation to our spirit, to our mind, to our lives, of the person of Jesus. So Paul is praying with an apostolic passion. He said, he prays, he gives thanks for us. He prays that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you and me, a spirit of wisdom and of revelation. So I ask at the beginning of this week, Lord, we pray with Paul, and we ask that you give us a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation, a spirit of wisdom to see and grasp your plan as it's revealed in the person of Jesus, and the revelation of the beauty and the majesty and the power and the person of your beloved Son, Jesus. He is the answer for the world. He is the one alone who can bring humanity to its ultimate destiny. It's already begun in him. Father, at your right hand, help us see, Holy Spirit, work a miracle in our hearts this week. Paul goes on. So he's praying for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the knowledge of God the Father, God the Son, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened. This is what we're praying for, Holy Spirit. Help us see from the heart, from the core of our being. Open up our eyes. There's so much still that's veiled, and there's so much we need to know about Jesus that will help us make the most of the time that we're living in, to be in full freedom, to be in full clarity about the meaning of life and the eternal realities that are in play every day and the role you want to give us. Lord, Father, reveal this to us. And then he says that you may know the hope to which he has called you. Lord, we pray for that hope at the beginning of this week. The country and the world is so filled with discouragement, despair, confusion, division, anger, rage, chaos. Lord, there's growing apostasy in the world. We know there's a huge spiritual battle going on, and the only antidote to it is your people alive to the glory and majesty of Jesus and living with a confident expectation that all Jesus promised and everything that is unfolding is in his hands. We put our hope in him. Holy Spirit, give us great confidence as we stand in the Lord, as knowing your plan is unfolding. He said, and help us know the riches of the glorious inheritance that's in us. We've already have a down payment of the inheritance that Christ won for us. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe? What is that power? He goes on to say, according to the working of his great might, according to the working of the Father's great might in us. What was that? He said, which he accomplished in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him sit at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule, all authority, power, dominion, and above every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, fullness of him who fulfills all in all. So Jesus, the power that's at work now that's going to enable us to see is in a person, it's in Jesus. And so in the first chapter of the book of Revelation, which the church we're unfolding here at Mass these days, addresses Jesus as faithful witness, firstborn from the dead, and ruler of the kings of the earth. Faithful witness. Jesus said very clearly in John chapter 3, he came to bear witness to something. He came to reveal. And what Jesus is telling us, he came to reveal the truth about God the Father, the origin of all things. Jesus knew every day. He taught us. He witnessed to us who the Father is. He witnessed to us how each one of us is meant to live. He doesn't want us to wander around in the world in confusion and darkness, trying to find an identity each day, sort of being suckered into by the world, you know, buying counterfeit identities, counterfeit destinies, things that we're susceptible to because of the working of the world of flesh and the devil. And Jesus came as the faithful witness. What was he faithful to? Well, he was faithful to the Father's plan and purpose for him. He was faithful and witness to the truth that God the Father, first of all, is real. You know, that God exists and God is a father and he has the love of a father. I mean, even the best father on the planet, the most loving kind, is only a simple reflection of the sea of love, the overwhelming love that's in the Father. And what God the Father's plan is, and the beauty of it, is the love between the Father and the Son, which existed from all eternity, the total self-donation of each other in a absolute perfect communion of love. The things we live in the world, the way God created us, friends, with family and loving relationship between males, you know, husbands and wives and family and just loving relationships, the things that we are really attracted to, among other things we shouldn't be attracted to, but the best of what we know is here. It's an image of the Trinity and the love between the Father and the Son. And Jesus came to bear witness and to say that the Father is good, that he indeed is a Father, that he has a plan for us, and that he's absolutely trustworthy, no matter what the circumstances say. And this is a good time for us to lay hold of this truth from Jesus. He wants us to know that our Father is faithful, that his plans for us are good, that he made us, that we belong to him, that our dignity and our identity comes from him. Our existence is his idea. He looks at us and says, it is good that you exist. You are God the Father's idea, and he has tender love for you. This is why he sent his Son, for God so loved the world. Christianity, Jesus showed us, is the religion that begins in the heart of a loving Father. And then Jesus faithfully witnessed to the end. Witness, another word for that is martyr. Jesus died on a cross. We talked many times here on the program during the season of Lent, especially during Holy Week, how Jesus faithfully witnesses to the most fundamental realities that we all need to know, and it gets perfectly revealed on the cross. We see the face of God, we see the face of man, we see the face of sin. The face of God, is God's mercy, for God so loved the world, right? And Jesus said from the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So Jesus, his self-donating love, pouring out his lifeblood in obedience to the Father that he loved, he was communicating to all of us and faithfully witnessing that nothing in this life ultimately can have can control our destiny unless we allow it to happen. Jesus said, no matter what the circumstance, you can trust the Father. He's with you. He'll take care of you. Jesus is there to witness this truth. And the Father raised him from the dead. Jesus put all his eggs in that basket, and the Father raised him and vindicated Jesus' faithfulness and his witness. And then we see the face of man, right? The reality of what man's destiny really is meant to look like, how we're meant to live. Jesus witnesses to us, as I said, to make our life an offering to God, to run in his commandments and to abandon ourselves and trust to God the Father. And then we see the face of sin, which is so bad, it rejects love itself. The truth, love itself, is revealed to us in the person of Jesus, and humanity under the power of sin and death silences it. That's the truth about what's in the human heart that God the Father sent his Son to heal in us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the witness you've given to us. You are faithful. God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.